From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedrick, and a good Monday, everyone. Partly sunny to start today. It's going to be cooler to start off this week, but when I say cooler, just from our normal average, we should be around 88 degrees. So today, we're topping out at 85 for Jacksonville, so just a couple of degrees cooler. But this weekend, we rose into the 90s. The month of May, we saw 10 90-degree days. So being back in the 80s, it definitely feels a little bit different. We will have a breezy onshore wind continue to build from the north and east, ranging from 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Monday will also bring on an isolated shower from mid to late day, but otherwise partly sunny and breezy will be the main story. Tuesday and Wednesday will offer some rare dry weather, a nice couple of days, a high of 84 on Tuesday, high of 87 on Wednesday, and then rain returns late this week as we will have some tropical moisture surging into the area Thursday and through Saturday, where we will be tracking some scattered showers and thunderstorms. And speaking of the tropics, hurricane season started today. And if you have not gotten a kit or talked to your family about making a kit, I want to give you just a few simple things to really think about. Water, definitely something that you'll need. 1 gallon a day per person for at least 3 days. When it comes to food, at least a 3-day supply of non-perishable foods, easy to prepare, a flashlight, battery powered or hand crank NOAA radio, if possible, a first aid kit, and any multi-purpose tool you can think of, as well as some rain gear. Just something to think about since hurricane season started today, and even before the technical term of when the season started, we've already had 2 named storms, so it's been pretty active already, and it's a good reminder just to really start thinking of ways to keep yourself and your family safe. And in your 7-day forecast, I was saying how tropical moisture will be surging into our area heading into this weekend. And I want to break that down and why I am saying that. There is an area of interest. Mainly, it was from a tropical storm in the eastern Pacific that made landfall in Guatemala. It really weakened quickly, and it was a remnant low to end the weekend. And now this system is forecasted to move northwestward into the Bay of Campeche today. And as these remnants move back over water, its environmental conditions appear conducive to really support some development where a tropical depression could form heading into the middle part of this week. So we're going to be monitoring this system very closely. You can always find the latest information by heading to actionnewsjax.com/hurricane. We will always keep you up to date with the latest. And with that, I'll leave you with the rest of your week. I'm Action News Jax, meteorologist Alyssa Pedrick for 104.5 WOKV.